years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
That's right. It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise here. We're at first half hour. We're going to get into some serious proggy space rock. And what would a serious proggy space rock set be without these innovators? Hawkwind, good afternoon. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Comets on Fire. Yes, indeedy. Off of 2004's Blue Cathedral record. My favorite from 2004. Actually, best album of the year ever. With Whiskey River. Don't that sound good? Yes, indeed. Before that, we had some of Sweden's finest there, all the way back to 1969 with Träd, Gräs och Stenar, which actually means trees, grass, and stones. And their very, very superior version of All Along the Watchtower. Before that, some more reissued stuff. Cul-de-sac have put out their 15th anniversary edition of their now classic Mice album. And new liner notes by Hipster Supreme Byron Coley. Check it out. That's on Strange Attractors Audio House. Name of the track was Death Kit Train. And we started off there with some serious space rock, Hawkwind, off of Hall of the Mountain Grill. And yes, that was Lemmy on bass. And very first band that he was in, of course, the band that coined the term Motorhead. And the track you heard there was The Psychedelic Warlords. Well, top of the noon to you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Mead here. And we're going to get into some spazzy, crazy noise coming up. We've got something new by, an album you've heard quite a bit if you listen to the show. Pterodactyl, you'll hear some in the next set. We have the brand new album by The Locust, which is always, they're always a good time. Very reliable. Something new from a band called Tiny Hawks, which will be new to you, I'm sure. And then, because it's new to me, so, you know, not to be condescending. But we're going to start you off with some classic spaz by The Happy Flowers.
More minutes! More minutes! More minutes!
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise, and what you just heard there was, wow, dare I say it, are the Locust becoming structured? Well, I certainly hope not. They have a new album out entitled New Erections, and yeah, that was, I don't know what I thought of that. I remember Locust about 6 years ago, their song titles used to be so long that, and their songs were so short that the lead singer would start to say the song title, the band would kick into it, and the song would be over by the time, even though he hadn't finished saying the song title yet. But I don't know. They're going off into some different territory, like some bands have to, I guess. That track was just called The Unwilling, dot, dot, dot. So there you go. Even their song titles are getting shorter. Anyways, The Locust, New Erections, out on Anti Records, an offshoot of Epitaph. Before that, we had some Tiny Hawks. Very, very good stuff. This came to us from some kind folks at a label that I can't find right now. Hold on. Yes, the professionalism continues on here. No, these cats from Providence, Rhode Island sent us out a few releases. The name of the label is Corleone, as in, yes, Don, the Godfather, whatever. And that is www.corleonerecords.com. And yeah, Tiny Hawks, the name of the album is People Without End, and you heard Illuminate the Monsters. Before that, an album that I just can't shut up about, Pterodactyl, out on Bra Records from Brooklyn. Or no, they're, well, the Bra label is but located in Brooklyn, but it's out in, Indiana, I believe. You can check it out, Brah, and just Google that, and that'll be the first pop-up, is their lovely little store. Pterodactyl, self-titled album. Track called Three Succeed, and then we started off there with Mr. Anus and Horribly Charred Infant. Together they create a cacophony known as the Happy Flowers, and that was off their now classic I Crush Bozo album with More Mittens. We're going to move into some kind of a little more ambient territory. We have something, we'll start you off with something from local bass artist Wendy Atkinson. She has a new one out entitled Pink Noise. I was a big fan of her Trim album a few years back, and this kind of carries on in the same vein. If you have any questions, accolades, give me a shout here at 822-2487. That's UBC CITR. And we'll talk to you in about 15 minutes. This is Wendy Atkinson, The Dockyard on A Noise. We'll be right back.
Thank you. noise. The 2007 Signal and Noise Festival offers an outstanding array of today's most interdisciplinary artists from around the globe. Featuring intimate audio diffusion, passionate live performances, impeccable installations, and illuminating media works. For 3 evenings only, April 19th, 20th, and 21st, 2007, at Vivo, 1965 Main Street. Signal and Noise, find yourself in it. For program times, doors, and admission, www.signalandnoise.ca.
Truly one of the best things that goes on in the city every year. Signal and Noise, yes. Next week, video in. Check it out. What did you hear in that last set? Well, you just heard Chicone Youth. And of course, Sonic Youth with Mike Watt on bass. Just kind of a more of a joke album to them. But that track there, Macbeth, you heard. One of my favorite pieces of music of all time. And it just amazes me how dismissive they are with it. Yep, Whitey album just been re-released. Last year, DGC put it out on their Goofin' label. Before that, some good dance stuff from Finland's finest. Kia, they're called. The name of the album is Hardcore, and that was Vibrante's Land. And we started off there with some local action. Ms. Wendy Atkinson on double bass and electric bass. The name of her album, new one, is called Pink Noise, and that was The Dockyard. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we've got some block rock and beats and hippity hop with Zach. At 2 o'clock, Democracy Now with Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go, the best in rock and roll garage psych with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock is Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30 this week, Sam Squatch's Hideaway, the best in CanCon with Anita B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Ms. Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show with Julia. And then 11 o'clock, my favorite, pretty much the greatest thing on radio, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked here. And for the next 10 minutes, we're going to get into some spoken word cut-up stuff. Now, I got to warn you, there's a few blue words, a few naughty words. So if there's any kids in the car or anything like that, stick your fingers in their ears. You have been warned. And please allow me to introduce the legacy, the man, the myth, Mr. Wayne Butane.
The following program is sponsored by the members of the National Committee to Preserve...
necking and petting and smooching and promiscuity.
After you finish the story, you can turn the tape cassette over and record your own story.
Hey, you know what? I think I'll make a tape and I'm going to send him a...
If you don't know already, this recording you're listening to is filled with great music.
Now, take off, man.
Well, I gotta do this sooner or later, so I might as well do it now, baby. How'd you like it so far?
I think that was rather
grand.
Now, what does this mean? What are the implications of this?
I don't give a fuck.
Thank you.
I don't give a goddamn about Minneapolis or nothing else.
Mr. Lazy was very amused.
Two of my children were just positive that they were spacemen.
If your brain was fully enveloped, then you would understand.
I have a message for you from the cat.
Isn't that stupid?
This feels good.
You never use your left thumb.
The Lord rebuked them with. Amen.
Just goes to show that you better stay on the right track or you're liable to get a switching. That's all.
Isn't that stupid?
Well, that settled it.
Just listen to the bellow of Walter Cronkite, Satan, in the form of a serpent. Trying to squash us flat. But first, if you will turn the slide card over to number 9, we will enjoy number 9. 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 Here is an astronomer's dream.
A squid eating dough in a polyethylene bag.
Our trip to the moon was full of
shit.
One of our grandchildren, picking up his date some night, may suggest,
hey, bitch, you know, won't you go down on me?
But that doesn't always work.
Told you.
Got me!
You're going to get the biggest bone you've ever seen. Now let's bury the bone. It's too big.
Got bigger and bigger, and pretty soon it was big as a milk pail, and it kept a growing and got big as a barrel, and then it got big as a water tank, and it got big as a barrel. Just goes to show that you better stay on the right track or you're liable to get a switching.
G. Gordon.
Witty.
Backache. Our subject today is acne. Dr. Rowley, just what is emphysema?
I don't know.
Thank you, Doctor, for this enlightening discussion of alcoholism.
Oh, that feels so good.
Yeah, come all over my chest, yeah. Please. Come all over my chest. My chest. Come on, my chest.
T-S-S.
You look for in a grocery store.
That's easy.
Orgies of Hydrox cookies and cocaine.
Her people are the Navajo. Slide 4 shows us the Navajo's most important food crop, feeding on insects, worms, and berries. Navajo babies spend a large amount of time wrapped in a cocoon of soft lambskin laced to a board. That baby hippo weighed 100 pounds when born, but don't let that impress you. The mother may put away 100 pounds of vegetables each day and weigh up to 4 tons. A woman with high cheekbones and sun-bronzed skin. For our final view of the Navajo, they make cute but mischievous pets.
Yes, Wayne Butane there off of Pay Before Pumping. And you can check him out via MySpace, or you can actually write him himself. Just Google Wayne Butane, and you'll see his website and his record label. Comes out of Arizona. Guy, I think, has a little too much time on his hands, but it's funny as heck, if you ask me. Moving on here. The incredible, the enigmatic Bruce Hack has finally put to CD one of my favorite albums of all time, The Electric Lucifer. Now, this was originally a children's album, all done entirely on the Moog synthesizer. But Bruce Hack has always had kind of a love for, what's the word, Satan. So it's kind of a kid's record with kind of a satanic kind of feel to it, if you can dig where that's at. And on the liner notes, it even goes on to say, the primary function of the electric Lucifer is to help end war and hate and pain and fear. The God I want mankind to walk with hand in hand is so full of love and genius that even Lucifer, the eternal underdog, will be forgiven. This is Mr. Bruce Hack here with, great track, Song of the Death Machine on a Noise.
Dressing easy, meditating, no anxiety, girl. Senses relay information, no hostility, girl. Dressing easy, meditating, no anxiety, girl. Senses relay information.
just going to wrap it up here on A Noise. Stay tuned. We got some hip-hop happening with Mr. Zach. And what you're listening to right now is Alice the Goon by Nurse with Wound. And which brings us to part 10 of our 300-part series of the Nurse with Wound list. Like I say every week, I didn't do it last week because it was a special show, but we end every show with the infamous Nurse with Wound list. On their very first album, they listed 300 of the most crucially underground bands, and which has caused music scholars and crate diggers and record collectors alike to frantically try over the last 27 years to try and collect them all, or even to find out if these bands existed or not. And I'm happy to say we've been going through it pretty well. I haven't had to resort to MP3s yet. Maybe in a couple months down the road, I'll have to do some reliable stuff like that. But this, I was really happy to see this one make the list, though. And one of my favorite bands and one of my favorite songs of all time. And we'll leave you with this. If it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. This is Crass, Shaved Women Collaborator.
Let me show you around. That's my lab table, and this is my work stool. And over there is my intergalactic spaceship.
Zoom a little, zoom in a rocket ship. Off we go on a trip. Heading for the moon at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket. Zoom a little, zoom, now we're almost free from the Earth's gravity. Zoom into the moon at terrific speed, because there is no friction.
It's about that rip in space-time that you saw.
I call it a Hawking hole.
No fair! I saw it first!
Who is the Journal of Quantum Physics going to believe?
Zoom a little zoom on the My Science Project rocket ship, piloted by your hosts, Anne and Julia.
We navigate eccentric, underexposed, always relevant, and plainly cool scientific research and technology.
On every other Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., tune in
to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket.
I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Zach Williams, and this, for the next hour,